time with the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Bayer Bobcat pregame report. Bobcats come in after a win in the semifinals over the Southside Southerners, 40-38. Game the Bobcats played really well, even their season mark at 1-1. They're trying to get to 2-1 tonight, but they've got an uphill battle. They take on a very good Mountain View Yellow Jackets team. We're just about 7 minutes away from the tip-off. Let's take a break. Back with more of your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Bobcat pregame show in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says go Bobcats.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Now back at Lyon College in Batesville, Arkansas, set for the championship game of the Mark Martin Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament. And on the boys' side, let's take a look at how the games have gone today. In the girls' third-place game, it was Southside, a winner over Nettleton, 64-60, to take the third-place trophy. And in the championship game, good ball game won by Greer's Ferry Westside, 60-44, but that game was a much closer than the final score would indicate. By the way, Ashley Crosley from Greer's Ferry Westside was named as the tournament MVP. On the men's side, the third-place game just completed a little while ago, and it was Southside beating Cedar Ridge 49-46. Really good ball game, of course, Southside, the team that Thayer beat in the semifinals 40-38. So here we go. Thayer and Mountain View for the championship final game of the tournament here on a Saturday night. We'll take another break. We'll be back with your starting lineup for tonight's game in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
Don's Auto Service wishes you a safe journey as you travel to be with your family this holiday season. Before you take off, bring your vehicle in for routine maintenance and complete inspection to ensure safe travels. Don's expert technicians will change the oil and filter, check your battery, fluids and tire pressure, and condition. And you can see their extensive tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office in Empoli owned and operated.
All into style with Thayer Decorating. Transform your home with their luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets in rich autumn hues. Deep burgundies, warm golds, and earthy browns that capture the season's beauty. Create a cozy retreat with custom tile featuring warm terracotta and harvest tones, plus stunning PPG paints and colors that echo crisp fall morning and golden sunsets. Prepare your outdoor spaces for fall gatherings with rich, durable flood stains. Visit Thayer Decorating today in downtown Thayer and bring the warmth and richness of autumn into every corner of your home.
Hey, check it out. All right, and welcome back to Baseball Arkansas as we get ready for tonight's championship game. I want to say thanks to the athletic director here at Lyon College, Mr. Kevin Jenkins, a Thayer alum and a young man who's spent his whole life around basketball, played here at Lyon College, coached here at Lyon College, now the AD, and just brought me a Lyon College tournament T-shirt. That's pretty cool. Thank you very much, Mr. Jenkins. All right, just take a look at our starting lineup. By the way, you're listening to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Bobcat pregame show. Let's take a look at our starting lineup for tonight's championship game. First up, for the Mountain View Yellow Jackets, they're coached by Kobe Dunlap. They will start number one, Ladd Cook. Number three, Tyler Newton. Number four, Cole Gray. Number 32, Eli Davis. And number 55, Hayden Long. For the Thayer Bobcats, it'll be the same lineup we've seen all season long. Well, both games of the season so far. Hollis Deckard wearing number 21, the senior. Jaden Belcher, the big sophomore, who's led the Bobcats in scoring in each of the first two games. He had 23 here the other night. The freshman, Hunter Trinkler, has done a nice job stepping in, along with seniors Riley White and senior Heath Combs, both of who played really well here on Thursday in the Bobcats semifinal win over Southside. Riley and Heath and company had to battle a 6'11 and 6'8 inside players, and the Bobcats held their own against those guys. So, yeah, it was good to see. And you know, I talked to Coach Matt Pitts. We talked to him after the ballgame on the postgame report. He said, you know, he thought that his team really played better. They're kind of catching up to the speed. You got a sophomore and freshman, and you know, sophomores coming off the bench. They're kind of catching up to the speed of varsity basketball. And he thinks that this team is on its way to having a really good season. All right, 8 minutes on the clock. We're having the announcement of the starting lineups right now. We'll take time out. We'll be back with your tip-off, Lyon College Tournament Championship game in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L3302 four-wheel drive tractor packaged with a front-end loader, rotary cutter, and box blade, all for just $458 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
I'm back at Lyon College as we're getting ready for the championship. Thayer Bobcats, by the way, is the defending tournament champions. And Thayer, if they can win this thing tonight, they will have been in this tournament for 5 years and won it, four of them. Yeah, matter of fact, this will be the second straight tournament championship game. They beat Cedar Ridge twice in 2020, well, actually last year, 2024 and in 2023 to win championships. Thayer also won it back in 2021 with a win over Wynn, Arkansas. So three championships, and the Thayer Bobcats control the tip. They'll bring it in the front court. Hunter Trinkler lobs one to the high post for Riley White. Gets it back, cut into the bucket. Couldn't get open for a shot. Gives to Hollis Beckett. Beckett on the right side. Backs it out to Belcher. Top of the key. Belcher swings it to Trinkler. Now Combs, then right side to Dak. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Bobcats in the half-court offense. Here's Belcher moving toward the bucket. Gives it back outside. And well, we get a whistle. No. We're down to 6 seconds on the shot clock. Belcher on the corner for three. It's no good. Riley White goes up high and hits down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Brings it out and around the horn. It goes to Hollis Deckard, number 21, the Bobcats senior. Lone starter back from last year's Thayer team that went to the Final Four and finished third in the state tournament. They're working with it now. Deckard on the left side wing. Feeds it out on top. Dees Combs. Combs jumps in the lane on the dribble. Couldn't get a shot. Gives it back outside to Trinkler. Trinkler going to the hole. The lefty fires up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Back up again. It's him. Hunter Trinkler with the first 2 points of life for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer, with just under 7 minutes to go in the first quarter, have taken the early 2-0 lead. Yellow Jackets from Mountain View, Arkansas, swinging round number one. Got it up there now. That is Cook. Cook gives out on top to Gray. 3-point shot. Right in the bucket. Oh, Cole Gray hits a three from the top of the key. And here's what Coach Pitt said about these Yellow Jackets. They can flat shoot the basketball. Thayer working the offensive end. Oh, they threw it away. Combs wanted to go to Trinkler in the corner, and Trinkler went cutting down the baseline before the ball came his way. Kind of a no-look pass, so Thayer turns it over. Down by one. Yellow Jackets with the ball. Cook will bring it across the timeline, work it to the right side, got it there to Gray. Back out to Cook. Now on the right for Newton. Newton got it back to Gray down the corner, trying to get the ball inside. They do, but no shot there. Comes back outside to Newton, top of the key, bounces it inside. Nice play, shot no good for Long, and the Thayer Bobcats control the rebound. Off on the run, Hollis Deckard down to the baseline. Couldn't find the shot, kicked it back out to the wing, and it's stolen by Cole Gray. The Thayer being a little bit sloppy with passes here in the opening couple of minutes of this one. Down 3-2. Out in view of the ball, Tyler Newton at the top, swings it on the right, left side. Now gives it back out top to Gray. Gray goes back over to Newton. Newton to the high post for Davis. Davis kicks it out. 3-point shot is up, and it's good. He buried it. Number four, Cole Gray, with his second 3-point of the night, and Mountain View leads it 6-2. Thayer Bobcats with it. They get on the left baseline to Combs. Combs kicks it out to Belcher. Belcher, little crossover dribble, steps in the lane, little running 10-footers, up and good. Aiden Belcher cuts the lead back to two with his first points of the night. 6-4, 3 minutes into the first quarter. Thayer down two, back in that defense. 1-3-1 matchup. Mountain View Yellow Jackets work around the perimeter. Cook's got it out top. Wings on the left side for Cole Gray. Gray puts it on the dribble drive, now gives up to Newton. Newton on the left side takes Hollis Decker to the baseline, pulls up with a 15-footer, no good. And another rebound for Riley White. That's his second of the game. Thayer going the other way. Trinkler into the lane. Back outside to Combs. Moves to the elbow. Kicked out to Belcher. Wide open three. Bingo! Jaden Belcher with a three. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company in Thayer. And the Thayer Bobcats back on top by one. 7-6-4. 27 to go in the first quarter. Mountain View with it. That is Gray. Hands it off now to Cook. Cook leans one on the right side. Got it there to Tyler Newton. Back out on top and around to Gray. He's wanting to shoot it again. Moves to the elbow on the dribble. Couldn't get open for the shot. Gives it back out to Newton. Newton now crosses it cross court to Cook. Cook back out to Gray. He hits another one. Cole Gray has got all 9 points for Mountain View, and they lead it now 9-7 with 3:58 to go in the first quarter. They are back with basketball. Got to the high post to Riley White. Kicked it outside to Trinkler, shot no good. Riley White with a rebound. Back to Trinkler. A running jumper from the free throw line is up. That's no good. Rebound taken by Gray for Mountain View. He'll give it up to Cook, and Cook will walk it up the floor. We are playing with a shot clock here in Arkansas. 9-7. Thayer Bobcats down two. Mountain View, Arkansas with the ball. Here's Gray for another three. That one's no good. We got a foul. Going to be called on Mountain View. It'll be on number three, an offensive foul on Tyler Newton. That's our first foul call of the game. And we're getting subs in the game. Nicholson and French will check in for the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer goes to a pair of sophomores in the game, replacing Combs and White. Nicholson's got it out top. Feeds over on the right side to Trinkler. Trinkler, skip pass, goes to Hollis Deckard for three. It buried it. Hollis Deckard hit the three, brought to you by Community First Banking Company in Thayer, West Plains, and Mountain Grove. And all of a sudden, Thayer Bobcats are back on top by one. And Mountain View working it again around the perimeter of the zone. Got it on the right side for Newton. Newton back out on top to Gray. He scored all 9 of their points. Here's a give now for Cook. Cook, he'll shoot the long jumper, and it's good. It's a three. Vlad Cook with a three. Mountain View has hit 4 baskets in the game, all of them 3-pointers. and they lead it now by a score of 12-10. Thayer Bobcats working on the offensive end. Got the Hollis Decker drive. Ties it again from the three-point line. That one is up and no good. And the rebound is off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats and out of bounds. And we had two Bobcats there going after the ball, and each one of them thought the other guy was going to get it. And then they had to swipe at it, and it went out of bounds. So Mountain View takes over. 12-10, Yellow Jackets with a lead and the basketball. They go to the left side for Davis. Now pass it inside. It's stolen. Nice play by French, and Carter Nicholson comes out with the ball. Nicholson runs up the right side looking for the open man, gives it to French at the high post. Excuse me, swings it back out on top to Hollis. Decker down to Belcher on the baseline. Three-point shot is up, no good. Upcatch crashed the boards, but Yellow Jackets come out of there with the basketball. Number four, Cole Gray, got that rebound. He gives it up to Cook. Cook wings it off. Now pass inside. Stolen by Nicholson. Nice defensive play by the Bobcats sophomore. Thayer Bobcats back with a chance to tie or take the lead here. Minute 44 to go in the first quarter. Here's Belcher with a wild shot. No good. Long rebound comes out, and Gray has got it for Mountain View. Mountain View. Bobcats took a bad shot that go-around. Way early in the shot clock. And here's Gray with another long three, and he buried it. Are you kidding me? He is 4-for-4 from the three-point line in the first quarter. He got 12. 12 of the 15 for Mountain View, and the Yellow Jackets after a five-point lead. Second time they've led by five. Thayer Bobcats with ball. Hollis Decker's going to let one fly. It's good from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company and the Thayer Bobcats back within two. Out of 58 seconds to go here in a quick first quarter. It's been raining threes. We've only got one foul call so far in the game. Mountain View with it, working around. 20 on the shot clock. Three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound down to Hunter Trinkler for Thayer. Bobcats chance gets to tie it up here at the end of the quarter. Down to 39 seconds. Here's Hollis Decker. And now out front for Belcher. Belcher to the free throw line. Kicked it out to Nicholson for three. That one's off the mark. French got the rebound for Thayer. The sophomore goes up. No good. Now Belcher with the offensive rebound. Gets it out to Nicholson. We're down to 23 seconds in the first quarter. Shot clock is off. Bobcats can hold it for the final shot of the quarter to tie the game or take the lead if somebody hits one from downtown. Thayer's hit three threes. Mountain View has hit five. Hollis Deckard with it. Gives out to Nicholson. Around to Trinkler. Trinkler back to Nicholson. Back to Deckard. Steps around the defender, shoots the three. It's off the rim. No good. That's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 15-13. Thayer Bobcats down two at the end of the quarter. We'll be back to the Mark Martin Lyon College High School Tournament Championship in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
As another year closes, Community First Banking Company wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 28 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring the service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, member FDIC.
And welcome back to Baseball Arkansas. Lyon College, the championship game of the Lyon College tournament. Thayer Bobcats down two. Mountain View opens the quarter with the ball. A quick shot. It's no good. Rebound taken by Belcher. That's the first shot that Cole Gray has missed tonight. So Thayer with a chance to tie here, opening the second quarter. Bounced it into French. French got it to inside to Belcher. He gives it back outside. Goes to Nicholson. Carter puts it on the floor two times. Over to Hollis Deckard. Deckard looking to drive, gets down to the baseline, wraparound pass, goes to Trinkler. Trinkler back out to Nicholson for a deep three. It's no good. And a rebound taken by the Yellow Jackets. They throw it away. Oh, save from out of bounds and into Newton. That was a nice play down there by Cole Gray. Ran that ball down, saved it in. Here's a three-point shot blocked by Belcher. Belcher Controls in the backcourt for the Thayer Bobcats. He does it again. He blocked a three the other night. It's a buzzer. He would have went in and would have won the game for Southside. Thayer working ball into the paint. Got it to French, and he's going to get fouled. And that foul looks like it's going to be on number 4, Cole Gray. That'll be his first, only the second team foul in the game. First here in the second quarter. Going to the line to shoot a pair of free throws, the Bobcat sophomore, Bentley French. And the first one is up and good. So French makes it a one-point game, 15-14, 6:54 to go here. In the second quarter, Thayer Bobcats will get Keith Combs back in the game. Carter Nicholson will check out. And Riley White going to check back in here when we get an opportunity. French with the free throw, and it's good. And now Riley White back in the ballgame as Bentley French and the young sophomore in more and more playing time every game, every time out for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats go 8 deep on that bench. Dominic Boyce has not played yet, but he will. Mountain View with a ball. We're tied at 15, 6:42 to go in the first half. Yellow Jackets with the ball. Got it out top for Cole Gray. Defense jumps out on him. He is 5 for 5 shooting the threes. They work the ball inside, back outside, and now to number 1. That is Cook, and he shoots and scores. Lad Cook has the first basket for Mountain View from inside the three-point line in this game. We're 2 minutes into the second quarter. Here's Heath Combs with a drive to the bucket for Thayer. A lot of contact on the shot, no foul called. It didn't go in, and Mountain View controls the rebound. Here come the Yellow Jackets. Got it on top for Lad Cook. Looking left side to Newton. Couldn't get him open. Now the pass is tipped by Trinkler. Almost goes in the backcourt. Mountain View runs it down. That was Gray that got it. He's got it back now. They run the offense with 13 on the shot clock. Mountain View looking for the open shot. Bobcats really starting to guard hard on the perimeter. Gray's got it. Way outside. Combs on him. He'll kick it over to Newton. Newton down the baseline. Slides in for the shot. No good. Rebound. Mountain View back up and in. Eli Davis with the bucket. And Mountain View back on top by 4. They've led by as many as 5. 5.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Thayer with it for Belcher for 3. That one's high off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by the Mountain View Yellow Jackets. Chance to go up 7 with a bucket. 8 if somebody hits one from downtown. Actually, 7 if they hit one from downtown. They're up by 4 here. My math is a little bit off here on a Saturday night in Batesville, Arkansas. Mountain View working around the perimeter. That's ball on the right side for Newton. Newton, nice little dribble drive into the free throw circle. Now gives it up on the baseline. Jumper is up. No good. Rebound volleyed around. Taken by Jaden Belcher for the Thayer Bobcats. Wiley Wright half a rebound there. He went up and knocked that ball over to Belcher. Bobcats trying to go inside with to White with the ball. It's not loose, and we're going to get a scramble and I believe we're going to get a held ball. We got a kick ball, and it's going to belong to Mountain View. And now Dominic Boyce will check into the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Hollis Deckard will check out. So Boyce is in, Deckard's out. Gives the Bobcats a little more size and a little more meat in the middle of that lineup. 19-15, Mountain View leads it by 4, 4:39 to go first half. Here's a long three-pointer. Are you kidding me? Number 4, Cole Gray, now has hit 5 from downtown. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got 15 points in the half. Thayer to basketball. Oh, here's Boyce with a lob pass in the middle, and it's picked off by Mountain View. So Mountain View up by 7 with a chance to go up double digits. If somebody hits one from outside, don't know why that would be a good bet right now. That's where they like to shoot it. Here's a long lob pass going down in the corner. Knocked away by the defense. Dominic Boyce got there, knocking away. Now View will inbound it with 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. 4:08 to go on the game clock here in the first half. Championship game of the Lyon College Tournament. Newton's got it for Mountain View. Dribble drives in the free throw lane. Gives it outside to Cook. Cook back out. There's a 3. Rattles in and out. No good for Gray. That's his first miss of the night. They're about to get with a rebound on the run. Jaden Belcher on all the way down to the lane. Pulls up, shoots, left it short. Rebound Riley White trying to power it back up. No foul call. Ball knocked away. Loose on the court. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Thayer Bobcat ball. How was that not a foul? And Riley White went up. Man, they are letting them play here tonight in Batesville. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Fresh 35. Got it to Combs. Combs on the left side wing to Dominic Boyce. Back out to Combs. Combs into the circle. Gives it up now to Trinkler. He'll fire a three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound is up and out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Mountain View ball. Bobcats just not getting a break, and the shots have stopped falling. Bobcats shot the ball well early lately. Just can't get one to go in the basket. Mountain View with the ball. 3:16 to go in the half. Up by seven. They get it out top. That is Gray, and defense jumped out on him. And then we get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul away from the ball. We got number 10, Riley White, and number 50, Hayden Long. Or not Hayden Long, number 50. Anyway, double foul. So Riley White gets one, and number 50 gets one from Mountain View. We'll get his name caught up here in just a moment. Mountain View inbounds the ball, and a shot out of corner is good. Number one, Brad Cook. That's his second three-pointer of the game. And Mountain View now leads it by 10. Thayer hadn't scored in a while. They need a bucket. Belcher with the ball, swings it over to Trinkler. Trinkler gives inside to Combs. Combs fakes, shoots off the window, and it's good. Keith Combs with his first 2 points tonight. That was a big bucket for Thayer. Keeps the lead in single digits. And here come the Yellow Jackets. Newton on the left side, out front now for Cook. Cook, trying to get away from the defense, and East Combs does. They get it over on the right side now for Newton. Newton leans it back to Cook. Cook to the elbow, pulls up a shot, partially blocked by Belcher, and the rebound comes down to Dominic Boyce for Thayer. Here's a long pass, and it's stolen. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball. And we get the Hollis Deckard and Bentley French checking in the game. Dominic Boyce and Riley White will check out for Thayer. Thayer ball. 29 seconds on the shot clock as they bring it in the front court. Trying to find number 50 for Mountain View. I'll do that here in just a moment. Thayer working ball around the perimeter of the defense. They go to Trinkler. Trinkler penetrates in the lane. Short jumper is up and good. Second bucket of the night for Hunter Trinkler, the Bobcat freshman, and that was a good one. By the way, 50 must be 55 Hayden Long, so we have it. It's a long number in the program. Mountain View with the ball. 6-point lead now. Thayer Bobcats have scored the last two buckets. 25-19. They got it outside to Long. He'll give it up now to Gray. Gray looking to penetrate. Kick it back out. Around the horn it goes to Newton, and Newton's going to get fouled when he makes the drive. Foul on number 11, Heath Combs. That'll be his first. Only the second team foul against the Thayer Bobcats here in the game. Both of them have come here in the second quarter. Mountain View has been called for one. And we're down to a minute 25 to play. 32 on the shot call. And Mountain View throws it away on the inbound. Yellow Jackets turn it over. Thayer Bobcats with a chance to get back within four here with a bucket. Three if somebody could hit one from downtown. Bobcats get into the half-court set. Out on top is Combs, over on the left side now, down to the baseline for Belcher. Back to Hollis Deckard for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound, Trinkler goes back up and in. Hunter Trinkler with six on the line. They are back to within four. Bobcats on a 6-0 run here in the final minute and a half of the first half. And here goes Mountain View with it. They power it inside. And now, oh, nice quick pass down into the lane for Davis. Eli Davis, his second bucket of the night. Turns the lead back to six for Mountain View. That's good ball movement that time by the Yellow Jackets. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Go to Heath Combs on the left wing. Combs will bring it out top. Gives it up to Trinkler. Trinkler back over to Combs. 34 on the shot clock. 32 on the game clock. 19 on the shot clock. Here's Trinkler steps into a three. That one's long. Rebound volleyed around and controlled by Mountain View. And Mountain View has the ball for the final possession of the first half. No shot clock here. We're down to 17 seconds to go. They'll hold it for the final shot. Gray has got it now. Gives it up to Newton. Newton, Gray, and Cook. These three guards, they handle it well. Here's the give out to Cook. He'll fire a three. That one's off the mark. Rebound comes out long. They've got it. Got it. Back outside. Three-point shot. No. And that's the end of the first half. 27-21. Thayer Bobcats down by six. At the halftime break, we'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your 5D screen printing of West Plains Thayer Bobcat halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
It's time for the holidays. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in Thayer invites you to shop local with savings on products from Cinch, Carhartt, Wrangler, Montana Silversmith, and others. We're offering 15% off all boots, clothing, and toys. Yeti products are 20% off, and there's special savings on Clearance, Woman's, Ariat's, Hilo's, and Cruiser's footwear. Perfect for the holiday budget, grab an additional holiday rebate on select Ariat products. Shop now and save at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in Thayer. Some exclusions apply.
Hi. This is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The Christmas season is one of making memories. And whether it was going to get this year's tree in Dad's Chevy truck or heading to Grandma's house on Christmas morning, loaded down with all the gifts in Mom's car, one thing was always the same. We were making memories together in a Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Well, we got a good one going here in the championship game of the Mark Martin Auto Group Lyon College Tournament, High School Tournament. The Thayer Bobcats trail Mountain View Yellow Jackets 27-21 at the intermission. It's been the hot three-point shooting in Mountain View that's been the difference in this one. Man, Cole Gray, 5-for-6 from the three-point line, and Ladd Cook has added two. He's got 8 points in the game. He's one of only two guys that hit a shot from inside the three-point line here in the game for Mountain View. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food. Again, we're in the championship game of the Lyon College High School Tournament. Thayer Bobcats trying to defend their tournament championship. They won this thing a year ago and run their winning streak to 2 games after losing the season opener. Bobcats the winner here on Thursday and trying to get win number 2 on the season here tonight. You're listening to the 5D Screen Printing Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report. We'll take a break and be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Fall is here and your vehicle needs to be ready. As temps drop and leaves cover the ground, trust the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer to prepare you for the season ahead. Corey, Steve, and the team will inspect your tires, check your battery before the winter cold, and service your brakes for wet, unpredictable fall weather. From all-season tires to reliable interstate batteries, they handle cars, trucks, SUVs, and trailers. Don't let autumn's challenges catch you off guard. Car Doctor 2, North Highway 63 in Thayer, ensuring you're ready for crisp mornings, early sunsets, and everything fall throws your way.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats!"
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And we're back at Lyon College here on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95, Bayer Bobcat Basketball. I do want to mention basketball coverage continues next week. Next week will be at another tournament. We'll be at the Battle of the Border tournament in Mammoth Spring. Tournament actually got underway this evening with a couple of play-in games. I believe they're going on now. And the tournament really kicks off on Monday. We'll have coverage of the Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears and the Alton Comets. I believe the Alton Comets play in one of the games on Monday night, I believe at 8:15 that night. Anyway, you're listening to Thayer Bobcat Basketball tonight here on the Ecom Sports Network. Let's take a look at our first half scoring for the Mountain View Yellow Jackets. Are led by Cole Gray. He is 5-for-6 from the three-point line and has scored 15 points in the game. Ladd Cook has hit a pair of three-pointers and a short jumper. He's got 8 points and 4 for Eli Davis. That's the only three that have scored here in the first half for Coach Kobe Dunlap and the Mountain View Yellow Jackets. For the Thayer Bobcats, led, of course, by longtime coach Matt Ditch. They're led in the first half by Hunter Trinkler. Trinkler's got 6 points. And Hollis Decker. Hollis has scored 6. He's hit a pair of threes tonight. Jaden Belcher with 5, including a three-pointer. He's Combs with 2. And Bentley French off the bench with 2 for the Thayer Bobcats. A pair of free throws. The only free throws that have been shot in this game. It's been a very clean game. Fouls that were called with 1 on Riley White and 1 on Heath Combs for Thayer, 1 on Tyler Newton, 1 for Cole Gray, and 1 for Hayden Long for Mountain View. So absolutely nobody in any foul trouble whatsoever. Both teams back out on the court, take their halftime warm-ups. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
Well, good evening. Before we send it back out to Mike real quick here, he had mentioned the Battle of the Border today. Those games were played earlier today in that Viola beat Winona 40-39 in a close one, and Cotter defeated Koshkonong 75-59, both finals there in the Battle of the Border at Mammoth Spring. Two college finals in, 17th-ranked Arkansas beat 16th-ranked Texas Tech 93-86, and Arkansas State lost to Rice 77-76. Now we'll send it back out to Mike there in Batesville at the Lyon College Tournament.
Well, thank you, Mike. I had an opportunity to watch that Arkansas-Texas Tech game. What a good ball game, and the Razorbacks are playing outstanding basketball right now. All right, here it's a 6-point game at the half. Thayer Bobcats on the short end of a 27-21 score, and we get ready to start our second half. I want to say thanks to some more of your Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including the Sunset Salon and Barbering, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Outlet in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting at Thayer, Forsler Store in Thayer and Ashland, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Mr. Dent of West Plains and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters. And it looks like Mountain View will stay with the same five that played the entire first half. No subs in the game for Mountain View. Thayer Bobcats are back to the original starters. It'll be Deckard, Belcher, Trinkler, White, and Combs. And for Mountain View, that is Cook, Newton, Gray, Davis, and Long. Thayer Bobcats get the ball to start the second half. And This third quarter is going to be vitally important in this one. Bobcat working around the perimeter, bounce the ball down inside to Belcher. Belcher backing down the defender, pulls up with a shot, and he calls down. He got it down. Jaden Belcher with his 7 points now in the game leads the Bobcats in scoring with that bucket. And Thayer back within four, Mountain View with the ball. Gray's got it. Out top, gives it up to Cook on the right side. He dribbles back to the top of the key, gives it. A little hook pass now going to Newton. Newton driving the baseline. Throws the pass in the middle. Ball's deflected, loose on the floor. And we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Matt Pitt. So Thayer Bobcats will get possession of the ball after we take this break. Thayer down by four. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Don's Auto Service wishes you a safe journey as you travel to be with your family this holiday season. Before you take off, bring your vehicle in for routine maintenance and complete inspection to ensure safe travels. Don's expert technicians will change the oil and filter, check your battery, fluids and tire pressure, and condition. And you can see their extensive tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Service.
Well, we're back after timeout. Thayer Bobcat possession. Hollis Decker got down on the floor after that loose ball, and he had it in his possession. Coach Matt Pitts called a quick timeout. By the way, that timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Roger Foley in Thayer. And here comes Thayer with a basketball. Belcher, top of the key. He's going to fire the three. It's a little bit short. Rebound is controlled by Riley White. Back up. Oh, he left it short off the front of the rim. And here comes Mountain View with a rebound, and there's an offense. Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul on Hollis Deckard. He had position, I thought, but apparently he moved at least enough that the official called it a block, and now an offensive foul. Gray was racing up the sideline and went right over the top of it. Gray's got the ball now off the inbound on the left side. Boy, somebody better stick a hand in his face. Here's the give. Ball going on the right side to Cook. Cook brings it back outside. Now, quick pass down inside. They got a man open in the lane. That was Eli Davis, and he scores. Now, wide open under the bucket. Bobcats so working so hard on the perimeter not to let him shoot the threes. They let Davis get loose inside. Back to a six-point lead for the Mountain View Yellow Jackets. 29-23 our score. There, Bobcats with the ball. Combs on the right wing. Backs it out. Feeds around to Hollis Deckard. Now to Trinkler in the left corner. Brings it out to the wing. He's over to Belcher. Now back to Deckard. He's going to let a three fly, and it's good. Hollis Deckard hits his third three-pointer of the game. That one brought to you by the Community First Banking Company and the Thayer Bobcats. Back within three with that bucket. Mountain View working it around. Got it to Gray. Gray gets a pass in the lane. Shot is up. No good for Davis, and the Thayer Bobcats control the rebound. Comes Trinkler up the floor. Penetrates to the free throw line. Back out to Deckard. Becker fakes the three. Now gives the corner to Belcher. He'll fire one up. It's no good. Combs with the rebound. Follows it up and in. He's Combs working hard on the offensive board for his second bucket of the night. Thayer Bobcats back to within one. And Mountain View with it. And flying down the left side of the lane. And a shot up by Gray is good. It's the first shot for him inside the three-point line. Mountain View back up by three with a bucket. Here's Decker. He's it to Trinkler. Round to Belcher on the left side wing. Belcher gives up in the corner to Deckard. Thought about taking another three. Defense jumps out on him. He goes around the defense on the dribble drive and gives it outside to Combs. Down to 18 on the shot clock for the Thayer Bobcats on this possession. Ball goes left side now for Deckard. Deckard gives up to Riley White. Over to Belcher. Wide open on the other side of the lane for the layup. Good ball movement on the interior. Great pass. And Belcher with the bucket now has 9 in the game. Here's a three-point ball up for Mountain View. No surprise there. It's no good, though. That is a surprise. And the Thayer Bobcats come out of there with a loose ball. Oh! We get a foul call on Eli Davis in a scramble after the loose ball as the first team foul here in the third quarter. So Thayer Bobcats with a chance to regain the lead here. They're down 1, 31-30. Trinkler with the ball gives it out to Combs. Combs feeds over to Belcher on the right side wing. Belcher making a move with a dribble, now backs it back out, takes it to the top. Thayer can take their time, only down to 20 on the shot clock. Belcher goes to the left wing. Cross-court pass goes to Deckard. Deckard in the lane, got it down to Riley White, back outside. Now corner Belcher, takes it down the baseline. 9 on the shot clock. Belcher puts it up from inside, no good, and a foul going to be called. That's going to be on Belcher. trying to get the rebound off the missed shot. And for Jaden Belcher, that'll be his first foul of the game. Nobody in this game with more than one foul. And there's only been three fouls called here in the third quarter. We're halfway through it. Neither team gotten the bonus in the first half either. Mountain View with a basketball. Right side is Davis. Kicks it out front. And around the horn it goes to Gray. Gray spins away from the defense of Deckard. Gives it up in the corner. Now back outside. And that is Cook with it. Cook leads one over to number three, Tyler Newton. Down to 13 on the shot clock. Newton goes down to the baseline. Ball stolen from him by Trinklet. Bobcats on the run. Trinklet up the left side. Spins in the lane. Lays it up with the left hand. It's good. What a move by the freshman. 8 points for Hunter Trinkler, and the Thayer Bobcats have the lead at 32-31, 3:40 to go in the third quarter. And there's another steal by Trinkler. Trinkler picks the pocket of Ladd Cook, and here come the Bobcats with it on the run. Heath Combs to Deckard, bounces it down to Riley White in the low block. Right to Combs, cutting down the lane, had a little trouble with the handle, gets out to Deckard for three. That's off the mark, and the rebound controlled by Davis, and Davis is going to get fouled. That'll be on the Thayer Bobcats. Heath Combs, that'll be foul number two on Heath. And we get a timeout call by Mountain View. 32-31. Thayer Bobcats lead with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
All into style with Thayer Decorating. Transform your home with their luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets in rich autumn hues. Deep burgundies, warm golds, and earthy browns that capture the season's beauty. Create a cozy retreat with custom tile featuring warm terracotta and harvest tones, plus stunning PPG paints and colors that echo crisp fall morning and golden sunsets. Prepare your outdoor spaces for fall gatherings with rich, durable flood stains. Visit Thayer Decorating today in downtown Thayer and bring the warmth and richness of autumn into every corner of your home.
Well, Thayer Bobcats about scored. Mountain View 11-7 to this point in the third quarter. Counting down to 3 minutes remaining, and Bobcats have a lead now by a score of 32-31. Mountain View whips the ball out of the timeout. They get it to their big man way out on top. He gives it up and gets it back. That is long. Gives it up to Gray. Spins the pass outside, almost into the backcourt. Newton made a nice catch. He takes it top of the key, gives it back over to Gray. Gray to the elbow, elevates for the jumper, off the rim, no good. Belcher with a rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats wanting to run. Kind of a quasi break there by the Bobcats. Now they'll settle in the half court offense with 29 on the shot clock. Ball goes to the high post for Riley White. Down the left side, pulls up with a shot. It's no good. Rebound gets on the floor, scramble after it. Still loose on the floor. We finally get a held ball called. And the possession will belong to the Mountain View Yellow Jackets. They're good hustle in there by Jaden Belcher. Reach down and get that ball, and him and the big kid from Mountain View, Long, went crashing to the floor. I mean, and the fight was on from there. The Mountain View comes out of it with the basketball, down by one. They get the ball over to Newton. Newton penetrates down the right side of the lane, trying to get a shot off, couldn't. Gives it outside, shot is up by Cook. That's no good. And Trinkler down with another rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer. Quick pass up the floor to Hollis Deckard. Deckard going down to the baseline. Couldn't get a shot. Wings it outside and around the horn. Belcher will take it, trying to drive the baseline. Gets fouled as he makes the move. Fouls will be on number three, Tyler Newton. Number two on Newton. And the Thayer Bobcats will inbound the ball. Substitution for Thayer. Riley White going to the bench as Bentley French will check in for the Bobcats. Bobcats inbound the ball to Belcher. In the corner, trying to drive the baseline. Looking inside, shot is up, no. Combs with the rebound, couldn't follow it up, and gets his rebound again. Brings it back outside, Thayer with a fresh 35. Here's Hunter Trinkler down the lane, lays it up with the left hand. It's good. The freshman in double figures with 10. He leads the Thayer Bobcats here tonight. And Thayer up by three now, minute 49 to go in the third quarter. Mountain View with it. They try to go into the lane. Ball's deflected by the defense. Picked up outside by Cook. Cook bounces it down to the baseline to Gray. His shot is up and no good. And the rebound is out of bounds off the hands of Mountain View. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with a 3-point lead. A minute 35 to go. Here comes another sub for Thayer. Carter Nicholson will check in. Heath Combs coming out. Boy, that was a good stretch by Heath Combs right there. Scored a bucket. Had some tough rebounds. And a couple of steals. Bobcat's 30 seconds to go on the play clock as they get the ball into the front court. Get it out to Carter Nicholson. He'll feed it left side wing to Deckard. Back out to Nicholson around the horn. to Trinklet. Now in the corner to Deckard. Deckard gives it up to French. French, that nice move in the lane. He scores. Big sophomore. His first field goal of the night. He's got 4 points, and Thayer's lead is 5. Bobcats using the numbers game tonight, kind of wearing down these Yellow Jackets, it looks like. Yellow Jackets now with a baseline drive. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Carter Nicholson, number 4 of the Thayer Bobcats, trying to guard Gray as he was driving down the baseline. Nicholson called for his first. Team foul number 4 on the Thayer Bobcats. We're down to a minute to go in the third quarter. They inbound the ball to Newton. Newton goes to the high post for Long. Long kicks it back out to Cook. Wings around the right side. Going to the baseline. Shot is up. No good. Rebound. Mountain View back up in. And the foul. Hard work by number 3, Tyler Newton. His first field goal of the game for Mountain View. And the foul on the Thayer Bobcats going to send him to the line looking for a 3-point play. Foul is on Hollis Deckard. His second of the night. And Newton at the line. Becomes the 4th Yellow Jacket to score in this game. And the free throw is up. No good. And a rebound controlled by Bentley French for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats with a 3-point lead in the ball. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Belcher penetrates into the lane. Has the ball poked away. Picked up. And here come the Yellow Jackets on the run. They get it down to Cook. Cook on the baseline. Feeds it outside the long. Big man will give it up. Now for Newton. Newton gives it back to Cook. Cook down the corner to Newton, driving the baseline. Kicks it back outside. Gray with a 3-point shot. It's off the rim. No good. And French controls the rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats again. 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer up by 3. They'll slow it down and look for the final shot of the third quarter. Deckard gives the ball up to Trinklet. 7 seconds to go. Trinklet looking to penetrate. Going down inside. Swings it back outside and Trinkler got fouled on the drive. Fouls on number 4, Cole Gray. That'll be number 2 on Cole Gray. Thayer will inbound ball with 2.5 seconds left. They got the Belcher wide open in the corner for 3. It's off the rim. French tried to tip it back up and in. It wouldn't go. And that's the end of 3 quarters of the play. Our score, Thayer 36, Mountain View 33. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment like the L2502. Packaged with a front end loader, brush hog, box blade, and quick hitch, all for just $394 per month, 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
And we're back. We're down to 1 quarter remaining in the championship game of the 43rd annual Lyon College High School Tournament. Thayer Bobcats trying to defend their championship here tonight. They won it last year over Cedar Ridge. Playing Mountain View, Arkansas tonight, Thayer leads it by 3 as we open the fourth quarter, and the Bobcats have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Trinkler's got it way out between the circles. Thayer will use a little clock when they can here tonight. With Belcher with it on the right side, looking inside. Nobody open. Belcher going toward the bucket. Lays it up. A little scoop shot is good. Belcher now with 11 to lead the scoring for the Thayer Bobcats. Wow. Bobcats lead it by 5. Mountain View, they won't panic. This is a good Mountain View team. They're a really good shooting team. Although they haven't shot as well in the third quarter as they did in the first half. Here goes Newton down to the baseline. Oh, nice fake. Pulls up with a little fadeaway 12-footer, and it's good. Tyler Newton, 4 points, all of them here in the second half. Thayer's outscored Mountain View 17-8 in the second half so far. Bobcats lead by 3. Bentley French with the ball for Thayer, gives out to Deckard. Hollis fell out the 3, doesn't take it. Dribble drives toward the lane, now gives it back to Trinkler. Trinkler going to the bucket, lays it up. There's a foul and no call. How is that not a foul called on that? Now we got a loose ball on the floor and a held ball, and it's going to belong to Mountain View. Wow. Officials just flat out missed that one. They're making substitutions now. Riley White and Heath Combs back in the ballgame. Bentley French and Carter Nicholson check out for Thayer. 6:52 to go in the game. Thayer up by three. Mountain View with the ball. They got it over there. Big three-point gun. Cole Gray on the left side. Didn't take the shot. Gives it out front to Cook. Cook going back to Newton. Newton driving down the baseline. Goes up with a shot. It's blocked. And then goes off Mountain View and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. What a play in there by the Bobcat defense to block the shot of Tyler Newton. And then the ball rolled off his legs and out of bounds. Well, Thayer's got it back with 6:35 to go in the game, up by three. East Combs with it, out on top, directing traffic. Going to get a whistle and a foul going to be called here on Mountain View. Number three, Tyler Newton, a hold as Belcher was going around the screen. Newton just reached out and grabbed him, and that's the foul. Thayer will inbound the ball with a fresh 35, 6:28 to go in the game. I'm going to have to hurry now, and Decker just has to bounce it off the man guarding the inbound and out of bounds because Thayer didn't have anybody open. Hollis Decker slaps it again, gets the offensive play in going, and gets it in to Riley White. White brings it over to Heath Combs, and now Decker. Decker backs it out between the circles. Bobcats will reset the offense from there. Mountain View has gone to a man-to-man. After playing zone early, they're playing man-to-man now. Thayer with the ball, Riley White, high post, gives off to Trinkler. Trinkler down the baseline, puts it up off the window. It's good, he's fouled. Hunter Trinkler, the Bobcat freshman, is having a night. He's got 12. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot for the three-point play. Foul is on number 32, Eli Davis, his second for Mountain View. And the free throw is up for Trinkler and good. 13 for Trinkler leads to Bobcat. And Thayer up again by 6, 41-35. Mountain View swings it around the horn. Got to Gray. Gray in the corner to Davis. Back out to Gray. Gray moving in the lane. Dumps it down inside the Long. Nice play. Long will shoot and score the uncontested shot right under the bucket. Mountain View. Hey, that looked easy that time. That was just great ball movement around the perimeter of the zone. Thayer Bobcats back with the ball and a four-point lead now, 41-37. That ball out to Belcher. Belcher, ooh, his pass was deflected, but Riley White runs it down for the Thayer Bobcats. Down to 14 on the shot clock for Thayer. Got to hurry now. Trinkler gives up to Combs. Combs out on top to White. Now Belcher bounces inside to Combs. Open with a shot. No, he didn't hit it. Might have got bothered by the defense. I got a lot of contact there. But for the four-point lead, Thayer Bobcats don't score on that possession. Mountain View's got it back. There's Newton, pulls up, elbow shot, no good, rebound, Hollis Deckard for Thayer. Thayer dodges the bullet there, and here comes Thayer with the ball. Oh, pass is going to be stolen by Tyler Newton. Newton going to the bucket, count it, and a foul. Tyler Newton gets the bucket. He's got 6 points in the game. Hollis Deckard, I thought, was there, but didn't get the benefit of the call. Foul will be on. Hollis Deckard will be his third of the game. Only player in the game with three. Been a very clean game tonight. The officials have let the boys decide the championship. Here's Newton at the free throw line. Free throw is good. Newton, 7 points, all of them here in the second half. And with just down to 5 minutes remaining in the game, Thayer's lead is trimmed to one. Mountain View on a little 6-point run here. Well, 5-point run. Thayer working the ball around the perimeter of the defense. Got to Riley White. He'll hand it to Trinkler. Trinkler spins into the lane, throws up a shot. That's no good. That's a wild shot. Didn't get it to bounce in. It hits the back of the rim and bounced out. And now Mountain View with a chance to regain the lead with a bucket. There you go. Tyler Newton again going to the bucket. Couldn't hit it. And a rebound to Heath Combs. Big rebound by the Bobcat senior. Thayer, 1-point lead. Down to 4 minutes to play in the game. Belcher with it. Face left, now spins right, looking to go to the bucket. Shoots, no, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Jaden Belcher with a nice little spin move. Fouls on number 32, Eli Davis. That'll be his third for the Mountain View Yellow Jackets. And Jaden Belcher looking for points number 12 and 13. Number 12 is in the book. Hits the first free throw. Two players in double figures for Thayer. Only one for Mountain View, and that is Gray with 17. Belcher hits another one. 13 for Belcher. Thayer's lead is back up to 3. Have they held off Mountain View? Now they'll make another run. We're down to 4 minutes exactly to play in the game right now. Mountain View with the ball. Out front, they get it to Gray. Gray goes around the defense, dumps it inside for Long, and he shoots, bounces it up over the front of the rim. Nice offensive play again by the Mountain View Yellow Jackets for the bucket. Thayer lead is down to 1 again, 43-42. Thayer running the offense, got the Trinkler. Now Riley White at the free throw line, backs it out to Heath Combs. 20 seconds on the play clock. Thayer about to get the reset with Deckard out between the circles. Swings it left side, got it to Belcher. Belcher looking inside, nobody open, moves off the screen, pulls up free throw line, gives it back out to Combs. Down to 7 on the shot clock. Bobcats got to be looking to score, and here Trinkler lets a long one fly. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Mountain View, so the Yellow Jackets chance to regain the lead here. Since Thayer took the lead for the first time at 32-31, Mountain View has never regained it. They got the ball now, got in the corner. Three-point shot is up, and it's off the rim. No good. Rebound is tipped up and in by Riley White of the Thayer Bobcats. Riley trying to tip it across to a teammate, and the ball goes in the bucket. I don't know who to give that to for Mountain View, but it was a bucket. Here's Riley White with it now for Thayer. He'll hand it off to Trinkler. Trinkler spins in the lane. Couldn't find a shot. Kicks it out to Combs, and now Deckard in the corner. Deckard driving the baseline. Jumps up, puts up a shot, no good, and a rebound controlled by Mountain View. Mountain View with a one-point lead and the ball. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play, folks. This one's going to be an old-fashioned barn burner right here at Lyon College in Batesville. Somebody call the fire department. Place is heating up. Going to the right side. That is Gray. Gray looking to make a move. Now dumps the ball down inside the Long. Up with the bucket. It's good. Long's been getting open. In the interior, he's got 6 points now, all in the second half. And the Thayer Bobcats won a timeout. 2:08 to play in the game. Thayer down by 3. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
And we're back here at the Lyon College championship game of the Mark Martin Lyon College High School Tournament. Thayer Bobcats are down 3 with 2:08 to play. We'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including Toyota of West Plains, Carter Funeral Home, Legacy Auto Body and Towing, Speed Trucking in Thayer, and Southern Hills Auto Plaza. Thayer Bobcats back with the ball, down by 3. Working the offense against a man-to-man defense. Here's Hollis Decker to 3. No, we're getting no good. But a foul is going to be called on Riley White. Riley going to be called for an illegal screen out on top. Non-shooting foul. Team foul number 2 on Thayer here in the fourth quarter. Mountain View has committed 3. Nobody in the bonus here in the final 2 minutes. Here goes Gray. Gray dumps the ball down the Long. Over to Davis. Shoots and scores for Mountain View. After not scoring at all in the first half, the two bigs for Mountain View have combined for 14 here in the second. Thayer Bobcats. Oh, and here's a steal by Gray. Bobcats a little bit lazy with the pass, and Gray misses the layup. Hollis Becker's got it. Thayer with a 4-on-3 opportunity. Got it to Belcher in the corner. Steps inside the 3-point line. Back out to Deckard for a 3. It's good. He nailed it. Hollis Deckard with a 3-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer Bobcats are back to within 2 at 48-46. We've got a timeout on the court. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
As another year closes, Community First Banking Company wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 28 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring the service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, member FDIC.
The American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty.
Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Well, Mountain View Yellow Jacket up by two with the ball, a minute 13 to play in the game. They get the ball down in the corner to Gray. Gray, who had 15 in the first half, has only scored 2 points in the second. Gives the ball up now to Cook. Cook back to Gray. Gray back to Cook. They've been working the ball into their bigs down low. Oh, and here's a whistle. Oh, and another foul on Hollis Decker trying to draw a charge. Going to be called for a block. And the real problem with that is it gives Mountain View a fresh 35 with 52 seconds left, and Thayer down by two. Mountain View will inbound it to Ladd Cook. He'll back it out, swing it down the right corner to Newton. Newton, Thayer really pulled that defense out on the perimeter. They're not playing the 1-3-1 anymore. They're playing the 2-3. And they're trying to take those big guys out of the game again. Here's a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on Belcher, trying to poke the ball away from Gray. Belcher, and that gives Mountain View, the shot clock is now off, and they can run out the clock. That was not a good foul. Fourth team foul on Thayer, so now you got to foul and put him at the free throw line. Here's Trinkler, jumps out on Gray as he takes the inbound, Newton as he takes the inbound, and now a foul on Trinkler. That'll be the first on Trinkler, and it will send number three, Tyler Newton, to the free throw line. He hit one while ago. 29 seconds left, 2-point game. Mountain View with the lead and a man at the free throw line, Tyler Newton. He could give him a 4-point lead here with under 30 seconds to play. First one is up, and it is good. Tyler Newton with 8 points, all of them in the second half. Cook had 8 in the first half, has not scored this half. Gray had 15 in the first half, has only scored 2. It's been Gray, Davis, and Long. And the second free throw is good for Newton. 4-point lead for Mountain View. Thayer's got to score in a hurry here. Trinkler going into the lane, all the way to the bucket, lays it up the left hand. It's good. Trinkler hits the layup, giving 15 in the game, and Coach Pitts gets a quick timeout. 21 seconds left in the game. Thayer down by 2. It'll be Mountain View ball. Let's say some thanks this morning. Your Thayer Bobcat boosters help with bringing you the game tonight. They include Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, Sunset Salon and Barbering, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte, Allen over there, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Forstler Store in Thayer and Ashland, as well as Napa Auto Parts, Mr. Dent in West Plains, Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters, the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio in Thayer, the Clary Funeral Homes, Partners in Shine, Southern Hills Auto Plaza, Steed Trucking, Legacy Auto Body and Towing, and thanks for the tow today, Legacy Auto Body. They did a good job. Carter Funeral Home in West Plains and Thayer and Toyota. West Plains, all helping bring you the game tonight. Thayer Bobcat Booster. Well, we'll come out of the timeout. Thayer Bobcats will be on defense, down by 2. I think we can expect a quick foul. Don't know if you want to foul Cook, Gray, or Newton. You'd like to get away with fouling Davis or Long. And Thayer going to apply for full court pressure here. The guard on the inbound play. And Mountain View gets it in. And they'll give it back to Gray. Gray now going to get fouled immediately by Trinkler. He fouled number 2 on the night on Hunter, but that doesn't make any difference right now. They're about to catch down 2. Only way to get the ball back is to foul him. Can't get a steal on the inbound. And it'll be number 4, Cole Gray at the line. 17 points in the game for Cole Gray. He leads all scorers. And the first free throw is up, and it's good. Cole Gray with 18, and will shoot for number 19. Trying to make it a 4-point lead for his team. If he misses this one, Thayer will have a chance to tie. If not, it gets really tough. This one is up, and it's nothing but the bottom of the net. Thayer with the ball down by 4, 52-48. Trinkler brings it into the front court, spins away, and has it taken away by Newton. Newton can run out the clock now. Mountain View, we got a foul on Trinkler as he fouled Newton. Trinkler making a freshman mistake handling the ball out there and gave it up. Newton took it away from him. And it'll be Newton at the line. He just hit two free throws, and he hits another. That should ice it right there. Five-point lead for Mountain View with 9 seconds to go. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Six-point Mountain View lead, and they almost steal the inbound pass. Thayer tried to get it up quick to Deckard Hollis, and Gray came out of nowhere and knocked it away. Thayer will inbound it. Still 8.9 seconds to go in the game, down by six. Got it into Trinkler. Trinkler up the court, all the way to the bucket, lays it up, missed it, and a rebound to Mountain View, and that'll do it, folks. The Mountain View Yellow Jackets are the champions of the Lyon College Tournament. Final score, 54-48. What a dandy ball game. Two really good teams just going at it head-to-head. And they left it all out on the court tonight. Again, your final, 54-48. The Mountain View Yellow Jackets defeat the Thayer Bobcats here in the championship game of the Lyon College Tournament. We're going to take time out. We'll be back with your post-game report presented by Thayer Decorating Downtown in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time for the holidays. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in Thayer invites you to shop local with savings on products from Cinch, Carhartt, Wrangler, Montana Silversmith, and others. We're offering 15% off all boots, clothing, and toys. Yeti products are 20% off. And there's special savings on Clearance, Woman's, Ariat's, Hilo's, and Cruiser's footwear. Perfect for the holiday budget. Grab an additional holiday rebate on select Ariat products. Shop now and save at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in Thayer. Some exclusions apply.
All into style with Thayer Decorating. Transform your home with their luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets in rich autumn hues, deep burgundies, warm golds, and earthy browns that capture the season's beauty. Create a cozy retreat with custom tile featuring warm terracotta and harvest tones, plus stunning PPG paints and colors that echo crisp fall morning and golden sunsets. Prepare your outdoor spaces for fall gatherings with rich, durable flood stains. Visit Thayer Decorating today.